The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right. God is good, worthy to be praised. We welcome you to another episode, another program here on www.mikebroadcastddv.com. Also on Mike Live, the Mike Live show. God is good, worthy to be praised. We have a prophetic word hot off the press. It's going to be a blessing to you. Those of you who've been afraid, scared, worried, you lost a loved one, and due to corona or COVID, this is an opportunity to get this mantle off this broadcast today. I'm going to suggest you reach out to people, tell them to tune in. We're going to give you some teachings on a topic. You're going to live to see it happen. You're going to live to see it happen. And this is a year you're going to have to proclaim and say what you mean and mean what you say, because we're going to let the devils know you're not dying anytime soon. You're standing on the promises of God, and we got people tuning in. God bless you, T. McDonald. God bless you, Cousin Joshua. What a powerful first name. Remember, I prayed for you as little. God bless you and your mom and all your my whole family. God is worthy to be praised. You're going to live to see it happen. Let's get into the prayer. Let's go into the word of God. Lord God, we give you thanks and praise that you are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Father of all glory. You give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the inheritance of the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to usward, because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised Jesus from the dead, far above all principalities and all powers and all mights and all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is your body that filleth all and all, in Christ Jesus' name. So be it. God is worthy to be praised. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. Now listen, I'm giving you a word that's hot off the press. I call it H-O-T-P, hot off the press, right? H-O-T-P, hot off the press. And this is a show. This is a ministry. This is a presentation you don't want to miss. Good afternoon to President Crystal, Cousin Joshua, T. McDonald. We want you to get this word out, get on this line, because many of you who are watching me, I'm about to restrict the spirit of death, restrict the spirit of cancer and COVID and corona, and really celebrate these individuals who believe in the kingdom of God. I got my staff joining on here, President Crystal, and of course, M318 and SITU, all others. We also have Pastor Marcus Demnon and KOM Ministries and Mighty Sons of God Church. And although this is a great afternoon, this is a powerful day. God is worthy to be praised. And the name of this message today is you're going to live to see it happen. You're going to live and see it happen. Now, if you go on my page, Brother Robert, my engineer, glory be to God, you're watching and also listening to www.mybroadcastddv.com. Get it under the Brother Danny, Brother Steve Olympia, and all those who are gathered. We're here to bring a word to the nation, and this is a segment you don't want to miss. And this is something I'm asking you to tell people to get online and start watching and join in with the festivities. Don't stand on the sideline and critique and criticize. Get on this H-O-T-P, hot off the press, because you might get your healing tonight. You might get your breakthrough. You might get your new job. You might get your new career. You might get your new wife. You might get your new husband, because God told me something this morning. You're going to live to see it happen. You're going to live to see it happen. And I'm coming from Psalms, the 118th chapter of Psalms. Let's go there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalms chapter 118. Lord God, we thank you for your word today. I thank you for teaching and equipping the people of God. Psalms 118 gives us the foundation scripture. I'm going to be looking at two biblical characters, who was David and Moses. I'm going to use those two characters to prove to you that you're going to live to see it happen. You're going to live to see it happen. And the reason why I call it H-O-T-P, these are letters that came from Brother Glenn Brown, one of the elders from the Mighty Sons of God Church. Which when God gives me something in the morning, or I wasn't thinking about it, it's going to be what God wants me to talk about, which means I'm going to be shifting my message on Sunday to this whole thing about living, because a culture of death is in our communities. A culture of death is in our nation. Every time you look around, corona or COVID. My good friend, Pastor Dr. Frederick Casey Price, went home to be with the Lord. Some folks says corona or COVID. I disagree with any of that. I believe that he was just done. He was finished. And God called him home at 89 years young. He looked real nice and handsome. And God called him home. And he has passed his legacy on to his family. And so we are celebrating the graduation of Dr. Casey Price. Glory be to God. So, excuse me. So we're going to continue to believe God according to Psalms 118. And it starts, of course, this is a Psalms that most Bible theologians believe was accredited to David. And I want you to see and feel what David is teaching and saying, even in the midst of his trial and tribulation. David wrote this Psalms in the middle of his attacks. He was attacked and chased down by King Saul, which was his boss, which was supposed to be his pastor, chased him down and tried to kill him at least 12 times. If you count his battle with Goliath, that's 13 times. So 13 times David had to avoid death so that he can take his place as the king of Israel. But he had to resist death. He doesn't need to make friends with the culture of death. Acknowledge it. But follow God's instructions and you will escape death every single time. And I'm going to show you those principles in Psalms 118. And it starts at verse 14. And I'm reading out of my translation. It says, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation. And in the tents of the righteous, the right hand of the Lord does violently," which is like someone that rescues, like a hero. "The right hand of the Lord exalts." The right hand of the Lord does violently, which means he used the term right hand three times. And verse 17 is my focus scripture. "I shall not die, but I shall live and proclaim the works of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death." Verse 19, "Open to me the gates of righteousness that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected have become the chief cornerstone." Verse 23, "This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Look at 25. "Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success." Down to verse 26. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord." Now, those last few scriptures, you'll hear those words mentioned in the New Testament, especially this scripture. "The stone that the builders have rejected have become the chief cornerstone." Why is David talking about this in Psalms 118? Because he is sharing with you, although the spirit of death tried to murder him, tried to kill him, he avoided death, Sister A&S, over 12 or 13 times at least. Starting with the fight with Goliath. He knocked Goliath out. Mama said, "Knock you out." Well, he knocked Goliath out. And then, of course, King Saul gets jealous and he plans and plots at least 12 times to kill or murder David. But David was saying to himself, "I'm going to live to see it happen. I was ordained and anointed and smeared to be the next king of Israel," which doesn't take place to approximately 40 years from the day that King Saul was actually fired. And although he was fired, he was only warming up the bench for the next up and coming leader. Sometimes God is the only boss I know that will fire you and let you keep working because he's preparing for your replacement. Help me, Holy Spirit. So what I'm learning is that David had to say, "I'm going to live to see it happen." And many of you are watching me right now. You've been around a culture of death. You've been around people that have lost loved ones. And I've been doing funerals after funerals after funerals. And it can wear on the brain. It can wear on the emotional man. We're only human. But this is my job as an apostle and prophet to pray for families, to encourage them. I get the phone calls at night. I get the texts. I get Pastor McDuffie. My aunt is sick. My uncle is sick. My niece is dying. Pastor Mike, my cousin in the coma. We get these constantly and consistently. This is why I tell people, whoever is your supportive staff, they got to pour into you. They have to pray for you. They got to sow finances into you because we are the front runners. We're out front. God bless you, Willie Perkins and Senior. So you have to understand the purpose of the role of a pastor or a prophet. or an evangelist or an apostle or a fivefold teacher. We're out front swinging because we are the ones that's supposed to encourage the people to start saying, you're going to live to see it happen. Now, I know there's a spirit of death and there's a spirit of premature death that keeps telling you, you're not going to make it to 50. You're not going to make it to 40. You're going to die at 30. That's the voice of the devil. Write these notes down and don't forget these notes. Death is in the camp of both. Death works for the body of Christ and death works for Satan. When Satan used death, it's called the power of death. When the church uses death, it's called the keys of death. So both of these spirits have access to death. But guess what? Our keys have more authority over Satan's power. But if you're not trained, if you're not equipped, if you don't understand, God bless you, Ronald Williams from www.glorysongs.net, and he's my Tuesday night man, also Roku Television, glory be to God. We're building some great things. Ronald Williams and brother Robert Santos, hope to get y'all two together one day, Robert and Ronald together to hook up because you're both are engineers. And so God is teaching us, God is showing us that if you understand how the system works and how the system operates, you can have more authority and power over the devil who lives between the second and first heaven. He comes into the spirit realm in the second heaven and he shows up physically through people's bodies in the first heaven. But God has given us the keys of death. Why? Revelation chapter 1 tell you that. We were given the keys of death in Hades and Jesus got it for us and then gave it to Michael McDuffie, gave it to Althea, gave it to Willie, gave it to Ronald, gave it to Ron. But the keys don't do you any good unless you use the keys, all right? My car doesn't move unless I use the key. My house doesn't open. Yes, I'll use the key, all right? So you can have keys and not use them. And a lot of times I meet believers who call themselves Christians, but they don't know how to use the keys. Keys are instructional principles. These are things you have to apply. These are things you have to know, and this would allow you to escape the culture of death. Now, I have to teach this and preach this in such a way that I have to enlighten the saints that there's a responsibility that we're supposed to walk in. And if you can get a hold of these keys and how the kingdom works, you can back death off of loved ones. You can shut premature death down over your kids and your family. A lot of times people do not get involved in church circles until they need a miracle. They're not involved with Christ in the kingdom, but let their loved one get sick. Let their son or their daughter get sick. Let someone be in trouble. They will come find a preacher. They will go find a preacher. I'm telling you, don't wait till that gets there. Start planning your attack now. Plan your strategy now. Do the things that's required of you spiritually, and that will allow you to prepare before the day of trouble. Ephesians 6 makes it pretty plain. Put on the whole armor of God before the day of trouble. Because sometimes if the day of trouble shows up and you don't have any armor on, you are naked against the devil's attack. And so there's been a certain song I've been playing over and over. You can use the keys of death. You got that out right, President Crystal. And I've been playing that song by Mr. Harrison on my page. You're going to live to see it happen. You're going to live to see it happen. You're going to live to see it happen. Live, 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 live. And what he's doing, he's prophesying into his future. And some of you who are watching me, you're always talking about death and calamity and how bad things are. But my question is, do you level it out? Do you balance it out by saying, I'm going to live? That's why David wrote that in Psalms 118. Now, how can David write that, President Crystal, if I'm being chased by King Saul, if Goliath's trying to kill me? Because David had a conception of how the kingdom operates. He understood the operative operation of the kingdom. I got to become a worshiper. I got to become a praiser. And David would say, I would never offer unto God anything that doesn't cost me. So a lot of times when you serve in Christ, it will cost you. You have to press in. You have to deny yourself. Take up your cross and pursue him. That means sometimes you got to say no to your ugly flesh and to your ugly mind. And you got to press into the things of the kingdom because you want God to keep you alive. And I have a dream. I have a vision. I'm living to age 97. Watch this. I said this to people. I'm 57. I got a 40-year journey. So I'm going to be 97. So some of you will watch me. I will bury you. And some of you will say, Pastor Mike, you're not going to outlive me. President Crystal, you're not outliving me, Pastor Mike. But some of you watch me. I will bury you. I will do your funerals. I will do your homegoing. offerings. And because I understand that, I'm telling the Lord God, I got 40 good years left. That's right, 97, and I'm going to be just as strong as 57, because there's always a 40-year gap. It depends on what you put in your body, how you're taking care of yourself. Are you abusing your body? Are you a smoker? Are you an abusive drinker? Because if you plan to live around to see your children's children, if I want to see Micaiah get married and grow up and have grandkids, that means I have to stretch my life. I got to understand the aging process. God bless you, Rashima. And so I got to get my spiritual house and my physical house to work together like the Wonder Twins. I can't live just a physical life. I have to live a spiritual life. So that's important. So David shares in Psalms 118 spiritual principles. He talks about singing. He talks about a song. He talks about the right hand of God three times. These are all instructional principles for the kingdom of God. And a lot of times we don't turn to Christ until we're in trouble. We don't turn to Christ until we have a funeral or someone says you got cancer, you got COVID. I'm saying to you, while you are healthy and strong, you got to put the principles in now. While you're healthy and strong, you got to pay your tithes and offerings. While you're healthy and strong, you got to thank God now. Don't wait until you get in a foxhole and then have foxhole prayers. You need to do it while you're healthy and strong. The best time to pray for healing is when you're not sick. Did you catch what I said? The best time to stay aggressive in the things of God is when things are going good. Sometimes the church people will only get serious for God when they're up against a wall. I need to have my armor on before the day of trouble. Now, stick with me on this. I'm trying to teach you something. We're in a season and a time of death. We had the death of course, Pastor Casey Price, and of course, he was 89 years old. We had Cicely Tyson. We had the brother off of Saved by the Bell. And these high platform performers and these people we thought going to live long, die short. And some folks we thought going to die short, live long. But I'm here to let you know, Brother John Avon is watching me. Oh, Isaiah, God bless you, man of God. Amen. Honor to your dad. Man, I'm so glad to hook up with you. I feel like I got a new spiritual son, Isaiah Avon. Avant, God bless you, to your Father in heaven. Thank you for you and meeting, connecting to you. I want you to know that you have to stand up and proclaim you're going to live long enough to do everything God calls you to. And so that's where you got to say, live, 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 live. You're going to live to see it happen. You're going to live to see it happen. Live, 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 live. And I can't get that song out my brain and out my mind. I watched the clip of it. I didn't know it was Mr. Harrison. I think it's J.C. Harrison that sings that song on my page, and I couldn't get it out of my mind. I woke up with, and God said, tell the people they're going to live. He said, don't tell them to speak death and doom and gloom. They got to say, I'm going to live. I'm going to prosper. And some of you don't have your plans down yet. You got to write it down and say, this is what I'm going to accomplish in the next 40 years. As a matter of truth, President Crystal, I'm actually saying there's some things God has to do in my life by the age of 60. And there's some things I want God to do by the age of 75. And there's some things I want God to do by the age of 80. And there's things I want God to do by the age of 90. And I want to be able to begin to slowing down about 95. But by 97, I'm not going to be this old guy sitting in the wheelchair and you changing my diapers. I'm not going to have that. I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to have that. You're going to see a brother at 97 years old say, I cannot believe that Pastor McDuffie is 97 years old. There's no way he looked like he's 57. That's how I want to throw you off. Why? Because I'm giving stuff to my body that my body needs at 57. I wish I started at 17, and I wish I started at 5. All right. I wish I kept taking cod liver oil and castor oil and all those oils we call nasty. But now we've listened to what our mother said young, our bodies will be so much stronger. Are you with me? So I showed you in David, Psalms 118, that David operated in some principles. But here's what I want to look at today more effectively. Go back to Exodus chapter 12. I want to show you Exodus 12, and I'm talking about Moses. Moses and David are two individuals, two prophets, that says, I'm going to live to see it happen. God made both of them promises. David, you will become king, and Moses, you're going to bring the people into the promised land. That means I'm not supposed to die until these two things happen. Let me say it again, President Crystal. Let me say it again, Rashima. Let me say it again, Joshua Green. Let me say it again, John, Isaiah. If God gave you a promise, don't you dare die until that promise comes to pass. Now, I know that sounds not real religious. It doesn't sound politically correct. But if you don't put those seeds in the atmosphere, it won't even have a chance of happening. Because I hear more death talk than more lie talk. Oh, Pastor Mike, did you hear? What's the name died? Oh, Pastor Mike, they told me I got corona. I got corona. Pastor Mike, I was diagnosed with cancer. And when you keep hearing this stuff, you got to stay out loud. I don't care what you got. I'm not getting it. So you got to say out loud, Lord God, I will live. You got to say it and believe it. What you believe in your heart, what you say with your mouth, shift things in the spiritual realm. And David is operating in a high level of kingdom talk. And you got to say, David, you got to be crazy. You know Goliath going to kill you? He said, I don't even call him Goliath. He is an uncircumcised Philistine. His penis have not been cut. He has no blood covenant. I'm in covenant with God. I'm going to live. He is proclaiming victory over Goliath without throwing the first stone. Let me ask you a question. What's in your mouth? What's in your heart when there's a culture of death all around you? Are you saying what the newspapers say? Or you're saying what comes on TV, Channel 2, Channel 4? Because sometimes the press could be demonic. It could be satanic. And keep in mind, the press are owned by editors. They're owned by political partisan views. So when you're watching TV and watching the news, always keep in mind somebody's behind the scene pulling the strings. Keep that in mind. There is no such thing as a complete nonpartisan newscast. No, there isn't. You can watch Channel 2 and Channel 5 and look at the same story and tell that they're on two different sides. You can look at certain broadcasts as I can tell that's a Republican broadcast and I can tell that's a Democratic broadcast because we're split between two parties. That's why the church cannot be dominated by social media or by the press. We got to live long enough to create our own businesses, our own social media pages. We ought to come up with our own type of Facebook, our own type of communication. Don't wait for the world to do it because they'll start shutting you down and tell you to shut up. They'll flag your program. The devil is a liar. Live. I'm going to live to see it happen. See, and I sing it. And I say it, and I got to get it into my mother's ears. I got to get it into my wife's ears. I got to get it into my children's ears. I got to get it into my core ears. I got to get it into my whole crowd ears. Because if you're around me, I'm going to speak victory. I'm going to be saying stuff like, I'm going to kill cancer before cancer kill me. I'm going to drive out COVID before COVID try to drive me out. And not only that, President Crystal, I'm going to give my body stuff that it needs to fight it off. Now, this is something. I want you to get this, and please hear me carefully. The book of Exodus, I love it because in the 12th chapter of Exodus, God is explaining to Moses what he has to follow, instructionally to avoid dying prematurely. Can I say that one again? God has given Moses certain kingdom instructions, Althea, that he has to follow so that he can stay alive while other people are dying. Look at my cousin Joshua. I would live. I came a long way, cuz. You remember that you prayed for me when I was a baby. I thank God this came a long way, cuz. Joshua Green, you got tears in my eyes. I love you. I love your mama. I love my whole family. God bless you, Josh. And I remember when you was little, your mom came and got me. We anointed you with oil. Man, you are a living miracle. And Joshua, I forgot how old you are, man. That's close to 30-something years ago. I told you, man, ministry sometimes is pacing yourself and keep doing what God tells you to do. And don't be punked by other people. Don't quit because they quit. Don't get an attitude because they got attitude. Stay fixed on your target. We're going to live to see it happen. And I'm asking people to start going on a Facebook page after I get off the air and start posting how you're going to live. How you living? Not a living color. I'm living according to the kingdom because I'm going to live long enough to do what God called me to do. Some of you, you're not married yet. You don't have your kids yet. Your family haven't been restored. There's some things God gave you promises. You don't have a six-figure salary yet or a seven-figure salary yet. Why should you die and go to heaven before your time? That's not how David spoke. That's not how Moses spoke, Althea. David said, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live to see the things of the Lord. And I'm not even on the throne room yet as king. So God owes me things. And based on God owing me stuff, I can't die yet. So that's how you got to talk with your sons of God. Death can't take me out because I'm not finished yet. That's in my book called Keys of Death. I'm telling death, shut up and shut down. When I'm ready for you, I'll shake your hand. But until then, I got stuff to do. That's how you got to talk when you get ready to fly a plane, when you get on a helicopter, when you're driving in a car. God bless your sister Debbie. You got to teach people how to speak words of life and take that Bible out, take it off your little living room table with dust on it, dust it off, and find the promises of God and speak it out of your mouth. Now watch this. When you get to Exodus 12, let me just paint the picture. I'm talking about David and Moses, two prophets that was given a promise, and you're not supposed to come to heaven until this is done. Don't you come back to heaven until it's done. Don't you come back to heaven until it's done. You're going to live to see it happen. You're going to live to see it happen. Live, 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 live. See, I got to train my children how to talk like that. And some of you watching me, you have not learned how to change your vocabulary. You speak the wrong thing at the wrong time. I don't mind you expressing how you feel to the right people, but don't go on social media and talk about, Russell's name is dying. I got cancer. I'm going to die. I'm afraid. Why put all those seeds in the atmosphere? Let's practice what David did in Psalms 118, verses 11 to 23. Let's start saying stuff like, I will live. I'm going to live into my 70s. I'm living to my 80s. Now, there's a certain time I'm ready to go home. I'm going to tell you right now, because by that time, my mom will be in heaven. My dad will be in heaven. My brothers will be in heaven. Probably most of my sister-in-laws, more than likely, probably, I don't even see my wife. But I'm just saying, because I'm going to outlive most people who are watching me. I'm just telling you, this is how I'm confessing. Now, if I'm wrong in my confession, then let me be wrong. But I'm not looking to die early. I'm not looking to die in a car accident. I have to say what I mean and mean what I say. So in Exodus chapter 12, I'm giving you this 2-minute warning. We're going to take a break and come back because it's almost 2:30 before I break. But here's the 2-minute warning. God told Moses, I told you to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. I gave Pharaoh 9 times to change his mind. I gave Pharaoh 9 times to change his mind. And since he won't change his mind, I'm going to strip his behind. I'm going to say it again. This is Sister Linda's quote. I gave Pharaoh 9 times to change his mind. But since he won't change his mind, I'm going to strip his behind. So on the 10th plague, God tells Moses, I'm going to instruct you what to do. So while the spirit of death is moving, it will not affect your household. And there are certain instructional principles that God gives Moses so Moses can say, I'm going to live to see it happen. So when I come back after this break, I'm going to show you what God told Moses so Moses could do certain instructional principles, which include spirit and physical together as the Wonder Twins, so he can live past death and lead his family and 3 million Jews towards the promised land. And some of you, listen, you got to go further than just I'm saved and go to church on Sunday. You have to practice these kingdom principles, which includes your finances, which includes your life, which includes what you eat and your nutritional value. You have to get this. Now it's 2:29. We're going to take a 3-minute break and come back to, of course, here, watching here on Mike Live, and also listen to www.mybroadcastddv.com. Let's go. Make it happen.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch,
Maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. The Blue Magazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Okay, we're back again, of course, to www.mightbroadcastddv.com, and we're also on Might Live. I've been talking about you're going to live to see it happen, and I'm giving you a word hot off the press, training, equipping saints how to operate in kingdom so that you're not so afraid of COVID, corona, cancer, and you can't go no place. You're dying in your house. You're wearing five masks. You can feel it, and you now they got you wearing two masks, about to suffocate your daggone lungs. I mean, come on. Your lungs got to breathe. All right. I'm saying be careful. Don't be fearful. I am saying distance yourself, but don't go crazy. And don't depend on just vaccines, which you should take if God leads you to take it. But put stuff in the body that the body needs. God is going to instruct Pastor Moses what to do so he can live through a pandemic. Because during the time of Exodus 12, there is a pandemic. My baby's watching. God bless you. Love you, Jamie. There is an attack by the enemy that's going to try to kill Moses. Pharaoh had got sick of Moses, and I'm pretty sure Pharaoh is probably thinking about killing Moses. But what God said to Moses is, I gave Pharaoh 9 plagues to change his mind. All I told Pharaoh to do is let my people go. There has been a succession of pharaohs that have held my people in bondage for over 430 years. So now I'm about to free my people. Now, Moses, you are Moshe. You're called out to be the leader, and you're going to bring these people out. And this is what Moshe said. Well, guess what, Mr. God? Every time I go to Pharaoh, he told me nine. He told me no 9 times. But then God says, on this 10th time, he is going to release you in the middle of a pandemic. Catch this, Pastor Sharon. Catch this. Oh, Lord, have me. Some of our LD are get tired. Amen, Pastor Sharon and Minister Jay. In the middle of a pandemic, I'm going to give you kingdom instructions so you can say, I'm going to live to see it happen. You're going to live to see it happen. Live, 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 live. And when God began to give you kingdom instructions, he is going to show you how to live. Now, some of you got a hold of this concept. And when you get a hold of kingdom concepts, you're not afraid of Corona and COVID as it affects everybody else. And what I realize in the body of Christ, Minister Jay, everybody is not on the same faith level. So what scares another makes another strong. What makes you afraid makes me bold. What makes you run makes me chase after. See, it works in different ball games in different circles. And so I do know when I'm speaking to certain people how much information to share, but I also know what not to share because some folks can't swallow what you give them. It's bad to give meat to a little kitten with no teeth because the kitten cannot digest the meat and he chokes off the meat. So sometimes when I'm speaking strong information and strong knowledge, I have to watch the group I'm specifically talking to because they don't have the teeth to chew and to digest. But if you got someone you are jiving with and you're grinding with and they can move with you, you can share some deep, intimate truths. In the book of Exodus chapter 12, God has given Moses strategic, watch this y'all, strategic operational material between physical and spiritual that will allow him to survive a pandemic of death. And watch the stuff that God tells Moses. And I got to paraphrase because of the time, but watch this. He says this, he says in chapter 12, verse 1. Now I'm going to verse 1 because the time is short. Go to verse 3. He says, and this is Exodus 12, verse 3. And if the household is too small